going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Adam Schefter putting this out there just moments ago as mandatory minicamps are set to start. Trey Hendrickson, who has not received a new contract that he was looking for, he is not attending Bengals mandatory minicamp. Also, it's being reported, Ian Rappaport and several others, that TJ Watt is not going to be attending Steelers mandatory minicamp. And according to Andrew Filippone, which you know I'm going to have to check twice and three times and four times, he says that the Steelers can fine TJ Watt $104,000 if he skips all 3 days of minicamp, which is nothing in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. I mean, it's probably an investment on your future contract. They don't have a lot of power. This is a weird thing that, again, that every time that there's a work stoppage of any sort in the NFL, you play so few games, you make so little. You make way more than the average person, but you make so little as compared to basketball players and baseball players. And so you really, the normal player can't afford to sit out. And by the way, it goes back to this conversation we had on Friday about Derek Carr, where I told you the former NFL former NFLer texted me. He was like, what a bleeping idiot. Because like, no, there's got to be a different reason you're doing this, because you can't just hand an NFL team back their money. They cut you as soon as they look at you. There are a few players that are very special to their organizations. For a lot of guys, you're a piece of meat. And so you got to get as much as you can while you can. I got no problem with guys getting all their money they possibly can. I used to be a different way about that. Things have really changed. Once you see how the sausage is made, I want the Browns to do well, but that's it. When it comes to TJ Watt, I don't know. Part of me just kind of likes how Miles is what he is. You know what?
Explain.
I got to tell you.
Because, oh, I got to hear this.
I take Miles for what he is. Miles don't sit there. I will admit, he's flirted with the idea a couple of times, but it's always been little flirtations here and there. But this whole crap.
Little flirtation?
What? About being a leader, being like more than just a whatever? I don't know. I'm going to set you up for this. I never heard some story about Myles Garrett going into Jimmy Haslam's office saying, give me the pen, boss. I'm here for my teammates, and all that other crap they like to make up for TJ Watt over there in Pittsburgh that ain't true. I like it that he's a mercenary in so many ways. But what makes him not a mercenary, hold on, what makes him not a mercenary here, he does have a permanent home here, and he is a part owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So which one matters more? Some great story about a guy talking tough. Great, great, TJ, you're my hero. Or, guy actually put his money where his mouth is. Champions pose, Myles Garrett.
Got a good Halloween setup as well, every year.
Yeah. I mean, an actual man about the neighborhood. What's TJ Watt's Halloween setup? Huh?
Probably doesn't even turn on his porch.
I bet he don't. Oh, God. You think he's giving out full-size candy bars,
no.
TJ Watt?
He
probably has somebody tell people he's giving out full-size candy
Watt's
bars.
Watt's house when they walked by there.
Mm-hmm. Wattage is out. Don't stop here. Keep on a-walking.
Should they trade him?
TJ Watt?
Yeah.
No. Hell no. And by
is
the way,
is it me or maybe this all started with the DeJuan Jones domination game? And that was a year ago.
Yes.
Isn't TJ Watt starting to, like, we're not seeing Myles Garrett drop off. Didn't TJ Watt look like he dropped off the last year and a half?
You tell me he fell off?
I know he had a bunch of sacks. He still had a bunch of sacks, so don't get me wrong.
Well, I got to tell you, though, for TJ Watt.
Feels like he was awfully quiet in some big games
I watched. He was awfully quiet, but let me tell you this. Everything I just said about TJ Watt, well, I do feel that way, I have to admit. At least Miles is what he is in so many ways, and I don't know, man. I just hear a lot of things about old TJ that don't always add up. But and it ain't from just Pony. But anyway, I don't blame him for sitting out. You have a team that went out and traded for... You play on a team that traded for DK Metcalf, right? Mm-hmm. They've been in conversations with... How many different players? Good God. And then they went out and they got Aaron Rodgers. You're in win-now mode. You're either in win-now mode or it crashes and burns. Yes, stick it out. Get your money. Go get your money. They can afford you. You can work something out. Go get your money. Go do it. I don't blame TJ Watt for it. He could always end up getting traded. I don't know what they could get back for him, but it wouldn't make sense. He's still, all jokes aside or whatever conspiracy theory you have aside, he's still a fine player. I don't think he is what Myles Garrett is. I'll say that right now. I don't give a damn. But I know I have a real strong will to be able to say that in Cleveland, Ohio, that TJ Watt is what Myles Garrett is, but you get what I'm pointing out here. Hey, I can always respect it where if it's about your money, be about your money. Be about the paper.
I got to ask, Kenny, because some interesting developments in the AFC North. No TJ Watt there in Cincinnati. No Trey Hendrickson.
TJ Watt will play for the
Lamar Jackson skipping out on workouts, costing him almost something like $600,000.
Why is Lamar skipping out
workout bonuses? Well, it's culture. But yet, Shador Sanders there every day. What does that tell you about the way things are changing in this division? Let's go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
$50 sushi.
It was 1950 in the cold.
Cleveland is back, my friend.
What's that tell you? Things are changing.
For the better.
Got a new nickname for the defensive line.
What do you got?
The omakase.
Because they're expensive.
And you're going to get what you get. Don't be asking for something different.
Is it because Myles Garrett is so expensive that we tell ourselves it's the greatest defensive performances we've ever seen? Just like I said with Art Brosif and the food.
That Indy game a few years ago, that really was.
Yeah, it was pretty outstanding.
He had an opening. Didn't we open against the Steelers and he just absolutely took over?
Yeah, they tied.
Yeah, we were down 21-7 and then it was basically him.
Him, yeah.
By the way, Reddit Work says TJ Watt hands out toothbrushes on Halloween. That's what I heard. Pointing that out. I bet Myles Garrett has somebody hand out candy on Halloween.
Yeah, but he's not handing out razor blades.
Who said it? What the hell was that?
No, it's just funny.
We don't know what TJ Watt
said. It's the fan fiction about TJ Watt.
Oh,
that's probably what Watt's people would say. You know, all these other defensive players that win Defensive Player of the Year when I should be winning it.
Yeah, check your candy after you go to the White House.
Handing out Ziploc bags, put them over their face. Oh, whew.
You're an insane person. I do like it.
Gives you pennies.
So should I say that there's now that I'm a Big J journalist and I've won 3 awards over the weekend for it?
Yes.
Should I call this irresponsible? You told me this before the show. Are people actually using the completion percentage as a real thing for the guys in camp?
I wouldn't say it if I didn't see it, because that's absolutely what I saw.
Guys,
and it is,
come on.
By the way, not just Twitter, not just X, not just Blueski. I'm seeing it on Facebook. Facebook is out of control right now. And you know,
Facebook.
When you say people, do you mean just average Joe listener fan?
So it starts out with one of those content farming accounts.
Okay.
Like, you won't believe what Shador Sanders did, and it'll only show you the first half a second, and then you have to click on it. Then you click on it. Then you see it's like, oh, yeah, he threw a nice dart in rookie minicamp. Okay? They're wearing T-shirts.
Yeah.
That was cool. Okay. Then the comment section. And then the posting of the graphics of the various reporters in town and how they've parsed out every single one of the players based on their stats. Their stats.
But so I'm pointing out.
I love how we're acting like these are real stats.
That's not
their power ranking quarterbacks right now.
What I got to point out here. Hold on. Well, there are those. You got to watch out on Facebook, man. Those fake accounts and things like that, guys, and these fake stories. Like I've with my Facebook friends, I have to admit, like there's been like the AI picture of LeBron James and the old man and how he's, oh, LeBron saw, I go, that's not real, man. That none of that is real. These are AI images, for the love of God. He's got 3 fingers, for crying out loud here. Be careful on
those.
I mean,
you can put Ken in a maid's outfit and place him at a Diddy party. You can do it right now. I'm not telling you to.
I wouldn't do it.
But there's no doubt you can do it.
Go ahead and do that there, and we'll move on about our morning.
Reckless. Reckless speculation.
Anyway, to get back on track here, no one's making serious arguments for, against, whatever, for the quarterbacks based on completions and incompletions in minicamp. Are they? For the open media session?
It's every day.
They're not, no.
It's every day.
No.
And they want people to update.
Guys, if a fan called in and said that to me, what do you think we'd do? What do you think you would do if you heard a listener call in and say that Shador was 6 of 7 for 2 touchdowns during minicamp? What would you do? I mean, for the love of God, we're really doing this in this business?
And we don't even know if the numbers are accurate.
Like, I'm a pretty irresponsible person.
Like, people are
in
doing
so
their
many
best
ways
when they're reporting on
and
it.
And I've
but
said a lot of things that I have had to go and regret afterwards because I got emotional and you worked me into a shoot. And I've guaranteed some things I shouldn't guarantee, including to a kindergarten class on the far west side of Cleveland. Okay? I will admit that. But you're throwing to Cade McDonald, for crying out loud. Guys, none of this matters. I mean, it does matter about knowing an offense and knowing where to go with it. Completions and interceptions and touchdowns. I can't be using this as a serious talking point. Now, I will, when we come back, guarantee that Shador Sanders is guaranteed to make the roster as a serious talking point, but not based on completions in minicamp in the one day that the media gets to see him. You're telling me this is real? It's really dumb. That's a really, 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 really dumb thing to. I hope no one on this station has done it. Can I say that nobody on this station has done it?
I would feel like we're responsible enough to not do things like that on this station.
Well, wait, is Daryl charting the throws on this station?
You can chart it, but you can't sit there and give me an argument and say that Shador in the 2 days you've been there is 14 of 17 or anything like that. That's dumb.
Oh, I love that all the reporters are getting pushback just for saying, yeah, I think Shador won today. No, I saw 2 throws. He didn't win. Like, it's insanity. That's fun, but it's insanity.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.